You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. In addition to our premium courses on the Effective Statistician Academy, we also have lots of free resources for you across all kind of different topics within that academy. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and find the academy and much more for you to become an effective statistician. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video-on-demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to another episode of The Effective Statistician. Today we talk about how you can get from endless to-do lists to meaningful progress. And I will talk about a couple of strategies that you can do to take back control of your to-do list. And I know that to-do lists can become longer and longer and longer, and that probably makes you feel pretty bad, overwhelmed, unproductive. And if this is you, then this episode is for you. And we'll go a little bit into why actually you have these long to-do lists and what kind of problems they create, and we'll go into a couple of things you can do about it. First, why do we actually get all of that? If you write down everything you could possibly do, then you get lots of tasks. And if you follow, for example, the Getting Things Done framework, GTD, Getting Things Done by David Allen, and you have these lists, they can be endless. Now, if you say yes to all things, yeah, that happens. Yeah. And maybe even you don't have one single to-do list, but you have lots of different to-do lists. So maybe an electronic to-do list, and you have something on paper, and something you just keep in your inbox because you need to do about it, something about it. It becomes nearly impossible to manage all of that. Yeah. And yes, I know some of to-do lists are just kind of comments probably in some kind of documents that you need to go through. So there's actually a task probably on your to-do list that is look at this other to-do list and then work through it. So a couple of problems with that. First, it can make you feel paralyzed. And really, if you lose the oversight of what now is most important, it's really frustrating. And also, you might spend time on things that are less important because you have lost control of your to-do list. And in the end, you get home at the evening, you have been busy, but you feel like, I've never finished anything. And at the end of the day, you look at your to-do list and maybe it even got longer instead of shorter. And you feel like you never can catch up with all these kind of different things. And that is super frustrating. And it can actually lead to a depression called burnout here. Here's a couple of different things you need to do. Yeah. First thing is you need to understand what is the number one thing that makes everything else easier. me repeat this, because that question is really important. What is the number one thing that you need to work on that will make everything else easier? And that thing might not even be on your to-do list. So maybe you need to spend a lot of time on working on tasks that come from a specific physician. And you have no control over that kind of endless stream of things. Then maybe one thing you need to work on is you need to improve the relationship with that physician so that you can have a good discussion about what is really important and what is nice to have. Or maybe you need to put on your to-do list something like, what are actually my goals that I really get measured on? Or maybe you need to understand the need behind something that is asked for. Yeah, you get asked all these tables to be produced. But for what reason? What exactly will they drive? What kind of decision will be based on that? And are all tables needed to make that decision? And at what quality are they needed to make that decision? If you don't know these kind of things, you can work on endless to-do lists without really making big progress. Second strategy, which I think is really important, is what I call the single bridge system. Think about it that way. All what you do, and all probably what your team is working on, should come via a single bridge. And you can think about it like all the resources that you have personally or that your team has is like a small medieval city. And that medieval city is surrounded by a big wall. And if that wall has just one bridge into it, one gate, then you can stand at that gate and make sure that only those tasks enter your city, your team, that pass by that single gate, and you can manage it. In the same way, you should manage the tasks that land on your desk and your team's desk, so that there's no tasks that enter your team, aka your medieval city, that kind of creep through some kind of back door or get thrown into the city or whatsoever. Yeah, everything needs to pass a certain kind of gateway so that you create one overall task list. And there you can break down larger tasks into actionable steps. This is actually, if you have on your to-do list something like write a protocol, write a manuscript, yeah, these are too big of a tasks. I very often recommend that you have tasks that are no longer than 15 minutes. Yes, 15 minutes. 15 minutes is a nice kind of thing you can always fit into the gaps in your calendar. And it's something that you can tick off your to-do list and really get the feeling of making progress. If you, for example, need to write a manuscript, then maybe you first say, I just create the outline, or I just write the abstract, or I just draft the abstract, something like this. With that, you can get to a meaningful and prioritized one single list of things that you need to work on. And of course, if you want to manage that kind of gate, you need to be able to say no to things. And you need to be able to delegate things. Make sure that tasks that shouldn't be worked on never even enter your to-do list. And tasks that you can do within 2 minutes, just do them instead of writing them on your to-do list. This kind of 2-minute rule helped me quite a lot. And it forces me also to think about what is exactly the next steps that I need to do. And maybe this next step is need some further information, write a quick email or write a quick chat or whatsoever. Yeah, that you get that information. Be clear about what exactly is the next step. And is it really you that should be doing things? Someone in your team should be doing things? Or should this task be done at all? Of course, in order to judge on that, you need to understand the bigger picture. If you want to get control back of your to-do list, yeah, use clear prioritization. Apply the single bridge system, say no, and delegate things. Yeah, that will help to make your life much, much, much easier. And I always think about what is the number one thing that you need to work on that will make everything else easier. And that is maybe something that is not urgent, but really important. One of these things could be actually that you need to overall improve your leadership skills. Because if you are better on leadership skills in terms of communication, in terms of negotiation, in terms of building trust, in terms of having effective meetings, creating effective teams, this task is never yet is this really important. And you need to work on that. If you increase and improve your leadership skills, everything else will be easier. I can promise you. I have invested hundreds of hours into improving my leadership skills. And I know you don't have hundreds of hours, and you actually don't need 100 of hours, because there is something like the medical data leaders community. This is a new community I have put in place to help you accelerate your learning about leadership tasks. It is designed for statisticians, for data scientists, for programmers in medical research. And I have three different tiers so that you get training exactly organized in the way that you need it at your level. So the first tier I have is individual contributors. So this is, for example, for a typical programmer or a typical study statistician who is working all day in the trenches. The second tier is what I call a first level supervisor and or first level leader. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are a supervisor. It means that you lead bigger projects. You need to delegate probably quite a lot. Maybe you're a lead programmer or you're responsible for a specific capability within your organization. Something like this. That is probably the first level leader. And then the last tier, the third tier, is senior leaders. So that is more like you're maybe directing a whole department. You're maybe the top statistician within your company. Or maybe you need to really drive bigger change projects across the whole company or the whole department. Maybe you're the most senior technical guy in a certain way, yeah? And you don't have any direct reports. You are really there to help guide the overall strategy of the organization. Or maybe in academia, that is your professor, yeah? That is this senior leader level. And I have set up content and format exactly customized to these three different tiers of statisticians, data scientists, and programmers so that you can become more effective with respect to your leadership skills. Now, check out the Effective Statistician for this Medical Data Leaders community. You will find it on the homepage there. And also check out the show notes. I'll have a link for the Medical Data Leaders community there as well. We'll get started with that end of February of 2025. So hurry up and save your spot there. And if you actually want to join with many others of your company, yeah, then just reach out to me. Probably the easiest is via LinkedIn, or send an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com and say, hey, I would like to have a bigger group of people joining the Medical Data Leaders community. And then we can have a more in-depth discussion of how to make that happen, whether I need to do some kind of internal presentations for that, set up purchase orders, all the kind of technical little things, whether you need me to help convince your senior management, things like that I can help with. So be an effective statistician, invest in your leadership skills, and take control of your to-do list. Really, leadership skills will help a lot to take back control of your to-do list. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS who helped with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.